Blog Talk Radio.
I just wanna love you.
Can you hear my heartbeat? Can you hear my heartbeat?
I'ma give you all that. Matrimony and marriage, a testimony for me. So I'ma give you all that I can. God'll give you all that I can. I just wanna love you. Give you reverence without you. Touch my body and soul. Broken pieces you may hold. I thrive for you. I reach high for you. I breathe life for you. Holy Spirit, fall on me. Hear my heartbeat.
I'ma give you all that.
Hey out there, greetings from Prophetic Wind Ministries and welcome to Marriage on Fire. We are so excited to have you here this week. I'm happy to have you here with my wonderful, awesome, amazing, and every other stupendous word I could find to describe my beautiful husband and partner, Apostle Marcus Smith, on today. God bless you, husband. How are you? I'm sorry, I have to take you off mute. Okay, here we go. How are you doing today, man of God?
I'm grateful.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And it is just you and I today on the panel. Amen. I want everybody to keep our Mother Doris in prayer and Pastor Natasha as well in prayer. Amen. But today we are going to go in. I want to first say thank you to King Shad for our intro music. And I know everybody has gotten used to our upbeat music. I actually found another song by him and I was like, oh, I like this one. So just threw it out there and it's just, I just want to love you. So if you want to hear more from King Shad, you can go to our website and you will see Rebel Rebel Against the World. You'll see his link. You can click there. You can also go to iTunes. You can find him also on Facebook under King Shad. Support this young man. He is doing it. He's doing it for the kingdom of God, and we want to support him hard. Amen. And so he happens to be a friend of the ministry, but he's also doing great things in the kingdom. So we love him, and thank you, man of God, for sharing your music through our ministry. Amen. And so today we are talking about shutting the door. We've talked a little bit about that this week. Last week we talked about shutting the door on distraction, shutting the door on different people coming in, ex-wives, ex-girlfriends, job matters. We hit on a lot of different things, and so this week I was doing some research. I was doing some reading and things like that, and some things began to come up. And one of the things that came up was rejection in marriage, and so I wanted to just kind of hit on that just a little bit as my Word document does not want to come up. How about that? Began to hit on that just a little bit, I realized that sometimes we carry in baggage to marriages and to relationships that have nothing to do with the other person. Come on now. And then we allow those things to hinder the blessing that our marriage that God has given to us. And so, Apostle, I would like to hit on that a little bit. Can you help me talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think the rejection, when we talk about rejection, it can come in various ways and various for various reasons. Because some people reject you, one, because they don't truly understand who you are in God. And sometimes God allows people to reject you because he doesn't want their poison in your life. He's protecting your anointing from the outside influences that may affect your anointing. Secondly, people reject you also because they're jealous of you. People can reject you because they're jealous of you. People can reject you because they flat out hate you. People can reject you because they themselves have been rejected. So rejection is a strong thing, and I'd be more than happy to talk about that with you on today.
Awesome. Well, one thing that really touched my heart, because my husband knows, he's lived with me. We're going on two and almost a half decade living with one another. And rejection is one of those things that God has had to deliver me from personally. So I know that rejection is tough. It's a tough road, because you can suffer rejection in many different areas. It's one of those things that you have to continually keep under the blood and keep allowing the Lord to minister to you in. But when you're talking about marriage, rejection in marriage, you have to remember that you have rejection that could come from the outside and rejection that could come from the inside of marriage through things like separation.
Absolutely.
And divorce and unfaithfulness. And one thing that came up during the time I was praying about this broadcast was 1 Corinthians 7 and 3 and 3 through 6, when it says, "Let the husband render to the wife the affection due to her, and likewise also the wife to her husband." Now, the first thing I was thinking was, wow, I never really thought of the rejection that that you can suffer within a marriage through the withholding of physical affection or emotional affection or financial affection. You understand where I'm going with this. And so So there is definitely a great deal of different types of rejection that can happen within marriage.
Absolutely.
So I guess the question is how do we deal with those rejections? How do we heal from those rejections?
I think the one of the things is, and which is one of the basis for this broadcast, this portion of our ministry, is communication. You know, if you don't if you don't let someone know that they've hurt you, they have no idea that you're hurting, and they're gonna go about their business. If somebody asks you how you're doing, and you say I'm doing okay, and you're not, they're gonna go off what you say. You know, even though they may discern something different, but if you know they can discern it, and you say I'm doing fine, but and they'll sit back and they'll wait for you to bring it to them. But it starts with communication. That is the first step in healing in anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think with communication, that will birth forgiveness, right? I believe that once once you begin to talk about it, you can really get to that point where you can understand where that other person is coming from. You can say, okay, look, we can decide to disagree, but we can decide to come to a middle ground and come to a place where we can say our love can cover a multitude of sin, right?
Absolutely.
And, you
know,
one thing I'm learning and one thing that we've been learning in our marriage is that the enemy, he cannot thrive where love abides. You know, he just cannot thrive where love abides. So if there is any place where there is a gap, that's where the enemy is going to try to fester, right? And so when I was praying about the spirit of rejection and rejection within marriage, one of the things that really stood out to me is like rejection is like a germ that looks for that wound and then tries to find that wound and then wants to, you know, multiply within that wound, right? And forgiveness is like that healing salve, you know, is like that antiseptic to cleanse that wound. And so I believe that forgiveness is the manifestation of love. And I believe that forgiveness slams the door of the enemy. And in every area, once we come, and you know, one of the models my husband would tell you, one of our models is, you know, it's not that we won't disagree. It's not that there's not times that we will not see eye to eye on things, but when those times come, we quickly come back together because we know the longer that gap is there, the more the enemy, you know, the more germs are going to try to multiply in that wound, if that makes sense. And so we come back together quickly and we begin to repent, we begin to pray, and we begin to love on one another to seal up that wound. Amen?
Absolutely. You know, rejection in a nutshell is me not responding to you in the way that you desire to be responded. Me not responding to you in your love language or in your communication language.
Wow,
if I respond to you differently,
awesome.
you may take it offensively, and that can open a door for the spirit of rejection. When simply it may not have been to reject you, I may have been responding in a way in my love language, but it was in your love language that you were looking for, and it was taken the wrong way.
Wow. And you know that speaks volumes. That speaks volumes, Apostle, because one of the things that I was gonna hit on is the fact that we can react in a wrong way when we have those wounds of rejection, right? We can respond in a wrong way because why are we responding in that wrong way? Because we have set up defense mechanisms, right? We have tried to, you know, like if you think about it like this, if you have a wound, like let's say if you've broken an arm, you're going to protect that wound. You're going to protect that broken arm from being hurt any more than already hurt, right? So you're going to try to protect yourself from being wounded any more than you've already been wounded. So it causes you to react in ways like rebellion or bitterness or self-pity or escapism, you know. Escapism is a big one, you know, or guilt, you know, shame, you know. Those things start to pop up in your life because you are trying to guard yourself from any more hurt. And any more wounds or any more cuts from rejection.
Amen. 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 And I think another thing that helps heal that rejection is to do an honest self-examination and understand that we're dealing with that spirit of rejection, because if we don't recognize it, it doesn't matter if anyone else recognizes it or not. And we have to recognize what we're dealing with, and we have to take authority over that thing, and we have to go to the Lord and say, yes, Lord, I'm dealing with the spirit of rejection. Help me from it, Lord. Deliver me from it, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it reminds me of, what is it, Mark 11 and 25, and it says that, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that the Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So, you know, a lot of times we apply a lot of these scriptures when we're talking about Joe Blow down the street, but we're going to apply these scriptures when we're talking about our husband who just made us mad because he threw his pants in the middle of the floor and expected me to pick them up, or our wife who didn't wash those dishes in time, you know what I mean? Or I had my dinner on the table when I got home from work, you know? And we don't give that grace to our mates that we give to a stranger that's outside the door, right?
And so
that's one of the things that God was really speaking to me about, that how much more should grace abound in our homes to the ones that we say that we love than the ones that we witness to every day outside of the homes that we're trying to win for Christ.
Amen. Amen.
You know, and so a lot of times we hold each other to a unrealistic, you know what I mean? To
standard.
A very unrealistic
standard, a standard of perfection. We want perfection out of everybody, but when we look at ourselves, it's okay for us to make a mistake.
Yes.
And that goes back to doing that honest self-evaluation. Doesn't have to be anybody but you and the Lord. And because that's what it's going to take. That's what it takes. That's the first step in deliverance. It's acknowledging that we need help. You know, so we can't be delivered if we don't know what we need to be delivered from.
Amen. That's very true. So what do we do when we do that self check and we realize, okay, I believe I'm dealing with rejection, or I believe I rejected someone else? Then what do we take it to the Lord in prayer? Do we go to that person? Do we make it right? Do we do all of the above? I mean, what do you think?
All of the above. It's necessary to do all of the above. Because we said it before on the broadcast, if you've hurt somebody, if you've offended somebody, if you've done a wrong, make it right. That's number one. Number two, if you know that you're dealing with something and you need help, the first person you should always go to is the Lord, because he's the one that's always there. He's the one that can deliver you when nobody else can. He's the one that can heal you when nobody else can. He's the one that can set you free when nobody else can. You know, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is always there. He's always willing. He's always willing to heal, always willing to deliver, always willing to set free. You know, and we just have to be willing to allow him to do it. Sometimes our past has already let us go, but we hold on to the past.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, sometimes, you know, we hold on to rejection because it's comfortable for us. You know, but we have to get to a place where we're willing to let everything go that hinders. Everything that prevents us from being our fullness in God.
Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. So there is definitely a place after rejection. There is definitely a healing after rejection. There is definitely happiness and joy after rejection, and there is definitely rejection is definitely not a reason for an ending of a marriage. Amen. And I know that, you know, we have had emails in a lot of times that it just happens to be that a lot of times it's for wives. I don't get a whole lot of emails from the husband, so I am going to tell the men of God or the husbands that are listening in, please feel free to email us with your opinions. There will be no judgment. But a lot of times the women are like, you know, my husband has rejected this, or he has rejected me in this way or that way. And a lot of times it falls into that category that we just spoke about, Apostle, of the, you know, the undue expectations on an individual. A lot of times we just feel like a person should be Superman or Superwoman, and mm-hmm. they're just human beings. You know, they're just human beings, and it's like, you know what? Like, I can't expect you to buy me a Rolls Royce when I knew you were on popcorn salary when I met you. You know what I'm just saying? You know,
yeah,
I can't expect. I can't expect that. And then on top of that, I'm going to get bitter and I'm going to get angry because you can't buy me a new brand new Cadillac when I knew you were working at McDonald's. I'm just saying. And
yeah.
So I think that sometimes we put very much undue expectations on people, or we do things that tell that our motivation of our hearts are in the wrong place towards a person. You know? And so I do want to hit on that a little bit, because the motivation of the heart can cause you to end up being the perpetrator of rejection.
Absolutely. 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 Because, you know, and it goes back to, you know, just being considerate of one another. Let me just keep it real right now. Our parents raised us the right way. We know right from wrong. We know what we're supposed to do. And when rejection comes in, when we're not doing what we're supposed to do, or we're seeing things not the way they're supposed to be seen, we're not treating people the way they're supposed to be treated. That's what it boils down to. It boils down to common sense and manners.
It does. And a lot of times when you see rejection within marriage, you will see a lot of other things, and like I said, I mentioned some of them, not all of them. You will see rebellion, you'll see bitterness, you'll see strife, you'll see selfishness, you know, you'll see guilt. Escapism is a big one. Escapism, just for those of you who don't know what that is, that's when people start to make up a lie, basically, a life that is not truth. And I know you've met people like that who, you know, oh, I had a brand new Bentley, but I sold it. You ain't never had a Bentley. I'm just keeping it real. I'm using the Bentley because I know some people that tell that lie a lot. I'm just saying. And so, you know, one of the things that I was doing my research, I learned about something called a careless weed, right? And a careless weed is almost a pretty harmless weed. It's a weed that grows in your garden. It has very, very loose roots, so if you see it, you can pretty much just pluck it up with two fingers, call it a day. But if you see the weed and don't do anything about it, this weed grows faster than any other weed you'll ever see in your garden. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this weed
mm-hmm.
only takes 2 to 3 days to grow up to 8 feet tall.
Wow.
And by the time it grows up to 8 feet tall, its roots are over 2 inches deep. Okay? So now you're not going to be able to just rip this root up. You're going to have to dig it up. And if you have to dig
yep.
it up, you're going to have to dig up the plants that are around the weed and destroy your whole garden to try to dig up this weed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and these are some of the things that happen. happens and within rejection that sometimes we are careless in the way that we treat one another. We are careless in the way that we maintain our relationships, and we are careless in the way, once we are careless in the way we handle our relationships, things begin to grow and they begin to manifest, and if they are not taken care of right away, then it is harder later to deal with it. It is harder later to take care and to maintain that thing when we could have been careful with what we were blessed with in the first place, and we would have been able to take care of that careless weed when it first manifested in the relationship.
Amen.
But because it wasn't taken care of ahead of time, it wasn't taken care of the moment that it happened or the moment that we noticed it, now we have an 8-foot-tall weed sitting in the middle of our beautiful roses, and we're trying to figure out now how we're going to handle this without killing off our roses.
Because now it's wrapped itself around the roses. It's gotten itself entangled with the roses, and now you're trying to get the roses out of the weed instead of the weed out of the roses.
Come on now. And not just the weed, but the root system. The root system have now connected to your roses. Now it's feeding off of your beautiful roses. So, you know, we have to have an understanding that rejection is not a pretty spirit. It's a spirit. I want everybody to know you're dealing with a spirit. Okay? It's not a pretty picture. This is not something you want in your relationship. This is not something you want to perpetrate against your mate. And this is not something that you want to play kitty-cat with. Okay? And so I thank the Lord for him blessing us with this message on today. And Apostle, as we're getting ready to turn to 3 minutes out, I'd like you to give a final word to the people before we get ready to call it a day.
Let me say this. You know, we are greater than any spirit that comes against us, because we are created in the image after the likeness of God, and we're created for his glory, whether you're a believer or a non-believer. You have the power to overcome anything that is set against you, because God has placed within you that power to overcome. So right now, we're talking about the spirit of rejection, but this can also be, and there's roots to that, the spirit of loneliness. That's, you know, those are things that you can overcome, because, one, God created you to overcome these things. He never created you to be by yourself, never created you to be worthless. He never created you to be rejected. He never created you to be anything other than great. God created us all to do great things. We have to make a choice to believe that we can overcome these things, because sometimes we can be like Joseph, thrown down into the pit, but God picked Joseph up out of the pit and put him in the palace. So we have to make up our minds. That's a mindset. Staying in the spirit of rejection is a mindset. Staying in the spirit of loneliness is a mindset. Staying in the spirit of anything other than love is a mindset. We have to allow our minds to be transformed. We have to guard our hearts with all diligence and all vigilance, because out of it flows the issues of life. We have to make people qualify to be in our inner circle. Stop letting just anybody in our lives, especially messy people. We have to use common sense that God gave us to protect what God has given us.
Amen. Amen. So praise God. So thank you for tuning in to Marriage on Fire. This was the Shut the Door broadcast. We will see you again next Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, amen, and we will see you next week. God bless you, and have a great evening. When I wake up in the morning.
heavenly, it's so refreshing. It's the anointing, that's why I love
the dream.
Feel me, I'll give you whole night.